antidepressants market to 2018 despite safety concerns. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors SSRIs continue to dominate in the absence of effective therapeutic alternatives. GBI Research, the leading business intelligence provider, has released its latest research, Antidepressants Market to 2018 Despite Safety Concerns. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors SSRIs continue to dominate in the absence of effective therapeutic alternatives, which provides insights into the antidepressants market until 2018. The report is built using data sourced from our proprietary databases and primary and secondary research, in addition to analysis from our in-house specialized team of experts. The report provides an in-depth analysis of the major antidepressants therapies, including SSRIs, serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors SNRI, and tricyclic antidepressants TCAS, covering major depressive disorder MDD, obsessive compulsive disorder OCD, generalized anxiety disorder GAD, and panic disorder PD. The report provides the sales for the global antidepressant market in addition to the individual indication markets. It also examines the global antidepressant market treatment usage patterns, in addition to the geographical distribution of antidepressants across the U.S., the top 5 countries of Europe, and Japan. The report also includes insights into the antidepressants R&D product pipeline and explores the competitive landscape, including major players in the antidepressants market. Finally, the report also includes analysis on the mergers and acquisitions M&As and licensing agreements that took place in the antidepressant market. GBI Research analysis shows that the overall global antidepressant market for the 4 indications, MDD, OCD, GAD and PD, was valued at $11.9 billion in 2011. Growing from $10.5 billion in 2004 and indicating a compounded annual growth rate CAGR of 1.7%. The market is forecast to reach revenues of approximately $13.4 billion by 2018 for the above-mentioned 4 major indications, increasing at a CAGR of 1.8%. Overall, the number of prescriptions for antidepressant has risen, but this has been offset by a number of patent expiries and high generic entries. Drugs currently in development have taken on a new multi-targeted approach, combining targets known to be beneficial for the treatment of MDD, OCD, GAD and PD. The future of the antidepressant market is reliant on the positive safety profiles of drugs in the pipeline, with no disease-modifying therapies expected to enter the market in the near future. Scope. The report analyzes the treatment usage patterns, market characterization, pipeline analysis, competitive landscape and key M&A trends in the global antidepressant market for MDD, OCD, GAD and PD. Data and analysis on the antidepressant market in the leading geographies of the world: the US, the UK, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, and Japan. Annualized market data for the antidepressant market from 2004 to 2011, with forecasts to 2018. Market data on the geographical landscape and therapeutic landscape, including market size, market share, annual cost of therapy, sales volume and treatment usage patterns, diseased population, diagnosis population and prescription population. Key drivers and restraints that have had a significant impact on the market. The competitive landscape of the global antidepressant market, including top company benchmarking. The key companies studied in this report are Eli Lilly, Bristol Myers Squibb, GlaxoSmithKline, Forest Laboratories and Lundbeck. Key M&A activities and licensing agreements that took place between 2009 and 2012 in the antidepressants therapeutics market. Reasons to buy: align their product portfolio to markets with high growth potential. Build effective strategies to launch their pipeline products by identifying potential geographies. Exploit in-licensing and out-licensing opportunities by identifying products that might fill their portfolio gaps. Develop key strategic initiatives by studying the key strategies of top competitors. Devise a more tailored country strategy through the understanding of key drivers and barriers and the market potential of each indication. Develop market entry and market expansion strategies by identifying the geographic markets poised for strong growth. Reinforce R&D pipelines by identifying new target mechanisms which can produce first-in-class molecules which are safer and more efficacious.